This episode is brought to you by emilynow.ca. If you're an entrepreneur, business owner, or you run a small or medium-sized business and you think you need money, capital, financing, or help with any of those things, then emilynow.ca is where you need to visit. There's three different plans you can choose from depending on the level of help that you need, including access to their secret Emily Now engine, which will get your request out to bankers and lenders in the market that match your profile, anonymously, of course, so all of your information is private. And then you can see the responses and you can see what the likelihood is that your business will be able to access the capital that it needs. And if it turns out that you need help accessing that capital, you need somebody to come alongside your business, to work with your finance team, to work with your management group, to help you make decisions, then you can choose from one of three different plans to get the help that you need. So if you want to make life easier now for your business, visit emilynow.ca.
Hey folks, Dylan Gallagher here, founder of MLENOW.ca, that's Emily Now. And we are in the business of helping small and medium-sized businesses deal with the finances in their business by helping give them ideas, give them access to capital, and help them get the results that they're looking for. And these content pieces that we put together are meant to be little snippets of information that we find is helpful for the folks that we're working with, and hopefully encourages someone that we're not working with to get in touch with us to sign up for our service and to get the results that they're looking for. So today what I wanted to spend a few minutes talking about was, and be careful, don't let your eyes glaze over, but is your balance sheet and your income statement or your profit and loss statement, and what the purpose of each of them are and how to think of them without getting too nerdy and too far into the weeds. So I'll begin with this. When you look at your balance sheet, it's basically what you own, what your business owns, what your business owes, and the equity that's built up. So if you think about it like your home, you purchased your home and your home has a value. It's worth X amount of dollars. And then you may or may not have a mortgage or a line of credit against it, which would be a liability or a debt. And then if you took the value less your mortgage or your line of credit, you would have your equity left. And hopefully it's more than what your down payment was on the property. So a balance sheet in your business works exactly the same way. It's going to list out on the top what you what your business owns. It's going to list out what your business owes. And then it's going to tell you what your business has left as equity. Now, equity is at the bottom of your balance sheet, and the most important thing for a business to look at, in my opinion, a small and medium-sized business for sure, is the retained earnings. The retained earnings is basically accumulation. Since the beginning of time, it's an accumulation of all of the net profit that a business has earned. And so there's some other things that fit into equity, but to keep it really, really simple, retained earnings tells you how well the business has done. And many small businesses don't have retained earnings because the owners tend to take all the money out of the business. But for a business that's serious about becoming valuable and growing, retained earnings is something that you want to pay a lot of attention to. So you've got the one statement, balance sheet. What does your business own? What does your business owe? And what's left over as equity? On the other side, you've got something called a profit and loss statement, or an income statement, which says, here's the money our business made, here's the money our business spent, and here's what's left, known as net profit. And if you add up all the net profit since the beginning of time, you should find that it matches the retained earnings number on your balance sheet. Now, I'm sure your accountant or your CFO or your controller might be going, whoa, Dylan, it's not that simple. There's lots of other pieces. And I agree. I don't disagree. There's much more involved. However, for an entrepreneur or someone running a business, to have a high-level understanding of financial statements can often guide a conversation and open up questions that the rest of your organization or your team should be able to help you with. And if you don't have those people, obviously, shameless plug, we would love to help you. But certainly having a high-level understanding can guide you down a path. So your balance sheet says, here's what my business owns, here's what my business owes, and here's what's left over. If you go to your profit and loss statement or your income statement, you'll say, this is what my business made, this is what my business spent, and this is what's left over. And the way those two statements talk to each other is through something called retained earnings. So some takeaways, some lessons, some observations. What I've learned over 20 years is that, and I'm guilty of this, just as much as any other business owner or entrepreneur would be. But most business owners and entrepreneurs look at their profit and loss statement and they sort of go, okay, here's what I made, and here's what we spent, here's our profit. I'm happy, I'm not happy. Helps you kind of understand your margins, and that's fine. And so the profit and loss statement tends to be a simple document for folks in charge to understand. But the balance sheet is really kind of the critical one that tells you how your business is actually doing. Because what your profit and loss statement isn't able to tell you when you look at your revenue and your expenses, it can't tell you where all that profit goes. Are we incurring more debt? Are we incurring more assets? Are we incurring more equity? Is our business becoming more valuable? Is our business more valuable this month than it was last month? Is our business more valuable this year than it was last year? How do we know that? The balance sheet, the way I like to think of it, is almost like your personal net worth statement. On your personal net worth statement, on the one side, you list out all the things that you own. On the other side, you list out all the things that you owe. And what's left is your net worth. And you sort of want to know, is my net worth growing? Is my net worth better or worse? Is it changing? What can I do? Can I make different investments? Can I add more to my investment portfolio? Can I purchase property? Well, your balance sheet in your business serves the same sort of purpose. Is our business more valuable? Are we making investments into assets that are producing more cash for us? Are we incurring more liabilities because our working capital is expanding and it's growing? And so what do we do with all of this? And I like to often start when meeting with a client and saying, look, let's look at your balance sheet first. I mean, we'll get to your profit and loss, and sure, I'd love to know how much money you're making, and we can go line by line and look through your expenses. But if you're a business and you're generating sales, the opportunity to make money is just managing everything between, you know, your sales and your net profit, so managing your expenses. But the balance sheet kind of gets a little, it's a different exercise, because you might say to yourself, I want a business that's worth $10 million in the next 5 years. Well, your profit and loss statement is not going to help you understand how your business specifically is going to do that, but your balance sheet will. Your balance sheet will have to show that either you have assets, less liabilities that produce a net result of $10 million, or your retained earnings are going to have to be up there. So your balance sheet really becomes the document that you can use to make some pretty strategic decisions. So when I sit down with a client, the first thing I'll do is I'll simply just look at a balance sheet and I'll go, okay, let's look at your accounts receivable, because that's an asset. Customers owe you money. You're expecting to receive, say, $500,000. Then the very next thing I'll do is I'll go ahead and look at your accounts payable. And your accounts payable, the people you owe money to, should be less than your accounts receivable. Many businesses find themselves in a situation where that's reversed. Their accounts receivable are, say, $300,000, but their accounts payable are $500,000. That means they have a $200,000 shortfall somewhere. And you may not be able to answer that question immediately, but with a little bit of work and a little bit of help, you can start to understand, well, why am I incurring that? I mean, our business is showing that it's profitable, but yet I keep seeing that there's this problem on our balance sheet. So that's just one of many things that someone who has an understanding of what it is you're trying to achieve, what they can help with. And certainly that's something we get up every day to do. So balance sheet, what do you own? What do you owe? The net, leaving behind your equity or what your business is worth, arguably. And then the other statement you have is a profit and loss statement. What do we earn? What do we spend? And what's left over? Now, there's also something called a statement of cash flows, but that's probably served better to talk about in a different video, because it simply just shows you how your business funded itself during a period of time. Did it use its own cash? Did it use financing? Did the owners have to put some money in, et cetera? So it's a little bit different. But your balance sheet and your profit and loss statement are two documents that, if you're an entrepreneur, you run a business, you certainly should have a high level understanding so that your team can go forth and execute on a plan that is in alignment with where you want to see your balance sheet in a year, 2 years, or 3 years. So If you need that help, we would love to help you. We have three different levels of service that we can offer you. We have our green service, which will simply just allow you to figure out, is there some money in the market that I can access? We have over 400 Canadian banks on our system that, with a few clicks of a button and creating a profile, you can send your request out anonymously and see which bankers might be interested. Then we have our silver and our gold plans, which will give you different features and different benefits depending on what you're looking for. Our silver plan is meant to help you actually access the capital and give you the full support of our team, plus some of the other benefits that we offer, like our digital term sheet. And the gold package is more of a strategic plan where once we help you access the money, that we intend on helping you access money again and again and again. And we want to be with you for the long term, helping you plan and manage your business and dealing with some of the things that we just talked about here, like your balance sheet. So get in touch with us. Sign up at MLENOW.ca. Incidentally, that stands for Making Life Easier Now, and we look forward to helping your business do more.